And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through the Monday Happier Happy Hour. It's always happier when a fine guest like John Nichols comes around and does a little co-deviling. Appreciate you, John. Always great to see John and Mary at the Democratic Party Convention. You know, I told myself I didn't bump into a single journalist there, but John Nichols, of course, he's at the top of the list. He's the only one other than, you know, like meeting myself in the mirror. He's like the only other journalist at the DPW. I'm sure there were some others, but, you know, they just were doing their job. They weren't partying. You know, I feel like it's my job to represent the fraternity of partying journalists at the conventions. It's an important job. A couple of thoughts for our fine audience. Coming up tomorrow, starting at high noon, a urgent and special J6 Hearing 6, unexpectedly scheduled for tomorrow at high noon. We're going to play it out live right here on the Devil's Advocates and the Devil Radio and the Sean, you know, the network. So tune in at noon. Above and beyond that, for those that were not in attendance this weekend at the DPW, Fancy Brian, you probably took note of the fact I had to squeeze it in there. I have the Tom Nelson Memorial Spotted Cow. I'm putting it in the vault. If Tom Nelson is the U.S. Senator, it's that beer that vaulted his speech and him to that vaunted role. However, for anyone that, you know, was there, and anyone that's been watching close and living it and interviewing these candidates, and I'd like to think that's me. By the way, during my conversation with John, I got a solicitation from the fifth candidate that's trying to make it on the stage. There's going to be one debate, one U.S. senatorial debate. It's going to happen on July 17th. That's a Sunday at 6 p.m. And to qualify, you got to have 5,000 donors. Well, I interviewed all the fine candidates. I interviewed Nelson on Friday. I interviewed Godlewski, Mandela, Lazary, and on Saturday, and also Stephen Olakara and technically Peter Bukarski, interviewed all of those candidates. Olakara's got a plan, though. Olakara is getting close to qualifying for the debate, which if you're not on the debate stage, you're done. You might as well, you know, pack it in now. But Olakara could join them, could be a fivesome. Chuck Todd and Charles Benson, one other's moderating the big WTMJ TV debate. And I believe we have permission to broadcast that. All state broadcasters will have permission to broadcast it. We will do so, unlike most others. But anyways, Fancy Brian, it was a fun DPW. It was a party. I missed my little buddy, you know, need a drinking partner. But we've got some sound. Who are we playing first? Fancy Brian, who is the first up in the five-minute speech category?
Just going by order, I got Sarah Godlewski.
Let's do Sarah Godlewski in pink, her little cheese curd crossed the stage before she did. Play it for the people.
Well, hello, Wisconsin Democrats. It is so great to be with you all here today. And I will tell you, I had a speech all planned out where I was going to talk about growing up right here in Western Wisconsin and, you know, talk about my parents who are two retired public school teachers and talk about my little cheese curd Hartley. But, you know, Roe happened, and it's been devastating because many of us in this room now have fewer rights than we had just 72 hours ago. And I'm pissed. I'm pissed because we had 50 years to codify this, but the Senate didn't prioritize our reproductive rights. And you know, thank goodness for Tammy, but she needs help. And it's one of the reasons why I'm running for the U.S. Senate, because I'm sick of this body treating our reproductive freedom like it's some sort of extra credit project. had more Democratic women at that U.S. Senate table, we would have gotten this done a long time ago. But, you know, the real culprit here is Ron Johnson, because Ron Johnson is the one that said, you know, ladies, if you don't like it, you should move. Ron, I've got news for you. We're the majority. We're not moving, but we're going to send you packing this November. And it's clear Ron Johnson just doesn't give a damn about us. And we need somebody in Washington who's going to get things done. And that's exactly what I'm going to do, starting with cutting costs for working families. I mean, we have seen corporations like Big Oil and Big Pharma that are making record-breaking profits, but yet working families are struggling. And Ron Johnson just doesn't have the guts to stand up to corporate greed, but I do. I want to get things done for working families like affordable child care, paid family leave, and affordable senior care. And quite frankly, if we had more working moms at that U.S. Senate table, this would have been done years ago. And not to be controversial, but, you know, I believe in science. And I believe we have to do everything we can to fight the climate crisis. Well, Ron Johnson's calling it BS. And look, to do all of this, we've got to get rid of the filibuster to get this stuff done. People will tell me, you know, Sarah, running for the U.S. Senate is hard, but getting things done is even harder. I have been underestimated my entire life. And whenever someone has told me what I can't do, I've shown them what I can do, starting with my career in national security. You can imagine a 20-something-year-old walking into the Pentagon. They gave me a few weeks. I was there for almost a decade. Or when I stepped up to save the state treasurer's office, everyone said there was no way we could beat Scott Walker. But thanks to many of you, we did with 62% of the vote. And then when I stepped up to run for state treasurer as a political nobody from Eau Claire, I flipped more Trump counties than the governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general. Walked into my office, I can't make this up, they had wires hanging down from the ceiling, the Republicans cut off my Wi-Fi, and they gave me a pay-as-you-go flip phone. But I didn't let that stop me. You know, one of my first major actions was overturning a Republican gag order on climate change, and then investing in renewable energy projects. I also started a home ownership program to help Wisconsinites buy, fix, and stay in their homes. And I introduced bipartisan legislation so every kid in the state of Wisconsin could get a savings account called 401 Kids. And despite the Republicans' obstacles to make sure that I couldn't do anything, I still did for Wisconsin. Because growing up in a union family, you learn never to back down from a fight, not even a tough one. And so, look, I will tell you, my name is Sarah Godlewski, and I am the woman that will defeat Ron Johnson this November. So please join me at sarahforwisconsin.com.
And that's the end. And literally, they were cutting off the mics hard. It was a hard out. Next, we've got Lieutenant Governor, U.S. Senatorial candidate Mandela Barnes. If we're ready, let's try to get it before the break. Mandela speech Sunday morning.
Hey, we are fired up. Good morning, Wisconsin Democrats. Oh, we could do better than that. Good morning, Wisconsin Democrats. It is so exciting to be back here in La Crosse with so many familiar faces. And I want to say that you are quite literally the people who have moved mountains. Because in 2018, we kicked Scott Walker out of office for good. And let me tell you, that's exactly what we're going to do with Ron Johnson this November. So for those who may not know me, I'm Mandela Barnes. I'm proudly serving as your 45th Lieutenant Governor, and I'm proudly running for the United States Senate. Now, my story is a Wisconsin story. I tell it all the time. I don't come from a wealthy family.
do not come from a politically connected family. I come from a hard-working union household. My mother was a public school teacher for 30 years. My dad worked third shift on an assembly line. And I tell you, those middle class jobs, those union jobs were our ticket to the middle class. But unfortunately, that's the ticket that's in short supply these days. And that's exactly why I decided to run for the U.S. Senate. Because as I look around, I see times getting harder for folks. We just saw Roe versus Wade overturned. It's turning back 50 years of precedent. Voting rights are being stripped away all across this country, state by state. Our industries are in crisis. We see manufacturing suffering. Our small family farms are being squeezed out by large corporate monopolies. And we continue to see rising costs on working families. It feels like the deck is stacked against us. But we don't want a handout. We just want a fair shot. And we know that we will never get that fair shot as long as Ron Johnson is in the U.S. Senate. You know, Ron Johnson may say a lot of wild things, but what he's doing in Washington is no joke. People are suffering. He wants to divide us so that we don't pay attention to what he's really doing over there. But let me tell you a little secret. It's not working. We saw it in the poll numbers just last week. My campaign is beating Ron Johnson. And I'm the only Democratic candidate who is leading Ron Johnson with independent voters. And let me remind you, this is Wisconsin, if you haven't realized. Independent voters matter in these close elections. And that is exactly how we're going to send him packing. Ron Johnson is more vulnerable now today than he's ever been before. And we have to take full advantage, but it won't be based on how bad Ron Johnson is. This is going to be about our values and our vision for a better Wisconsin, for a better United States of America. The thing Ron Johnson doesn't understand, that all of us in this room and everybody outside in all 72 counties across this great state have so much more in common with each other than we will ever have with a self-serving, out-of-touch, multimillionaire politician like Ron Johnson. Now, this isn't about red or blue. It's not about left or right. It's not always about black or white. This is about the folks who have been at the top and the rest of us who've been left at the bottom. If we're going to change Washington, we have to change the people we send to Washington. We need to elect people who share our experience. I look folks in the eye everywhere I go across this state, and I tell them I share your fears and your struggles, but also your hopes and dreams. And we should have hope, because in our greatest challenges are our greatest opportunities. We have an opportunity right now to rebuild the middle class, to give everyone in this country a fair shot at the American dream, to bring manufacturing back home, to support our family farms like never before, to create thousands of good-paying union jobs by tackling the climate crisis and investing in clean energy. And we also have the opportunity to protect the right to choose once and for all by making Roe versus Wade the law of the land. I tell you, I believe that better is possible. I know that all of you believe the same thing. It's exactly why you're here today. And I'm here to tell you that we're not alone in this fight. I'm so proud that this campaign has been endorsed by over 160 elected officials, union leaders, and family farmers across Wisconsin. I've been endorsed by some of our state's largest unions, like SEIU, AFSCME, IBEW, and AFT Local 212. And then by some of our nation's leading champions for working people, people like Senator Cory Booker, Senator Elizabeth Warren, and our very own Congresswoman Gwen Moore. So just like 4 years ago when we got rid of Scott Walker, I tell you, this November, if you join me, I promise you, we will get rid of Ron.
And that's when they cut his mic off. That was Mandela Barnes, current Lieutenant Governor, U.S. senatorial candidate. He did well. He won the straw poll narrowly. But a win's a win, baby. Just win. Come back. We'll bring you Tom Nelson's speech next. I think it was the best of the day. I know I walked away with the spotted cow, the real trophy.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
You know, I was not involved in this at all.